Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Today's solution, a successful business needs a good foundation.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
A successful business needs a good foundation. What supports that foundation is just as important. Building something that will stand the test of time and the elements requires a solid foundation. A building foundation is made up of two parts, the footing and the foundation. The footing creates an attachment point between the foundation and the soil. The role of the foundation is to support the building and help prevent settling. The foundation is the base and support of any building structure. It transfers the load from the structure to the ground. It also provides resistance from external loads exerted on it. If the foundation of a building is inadequate or not maintained, the building will collapse. The foundation of a business is the same. It is who you are. These are the non-negotiables, the things that, when faced with decisions, will help you withstand earthquakes. Your business foundation consists of your core values and mission. We discussed business core values back in August. Core values are your fundamental beliefs. They are your guiding principles. It's like your business conscience. It's the building blocks of your business foundation. If the foundation of a business is inadequate, it can be changed. A foundation is built. Depending on what it's going to support, determines how it should be built. The other thing that needs to be determined to build an adequate foundation is, what is the ground like? Is it dirt, sand, or rock? This is the most important thing to do. It will determine what kind of foundation is needed to support the structure. If the foundation or the structure doesn't match the ground, maybe you should build somewhere else. The ground of your business and life is your purpose. It goes beyond who you are. It is who you were made to be. It is why you exist. You need to start by asking the questions. Who am I? What is my purpose? Why am I here? This takes some work and some digging. It isn't an answer that's going to magically appear. It's like looking at the surface of the ground when you want to build a building. You won't know what's underneath without doing some work. When it comes to knowing what's below your surface, you need to ask, why am I here? Then, like a small child, curiously ask it again, and then ask it again, and again, and again. This is where the foundation of your life and your business will be built. Don't start building your business without knowing what kind of ground you're building it on. Knowing what supports the business, your purpose, is critical if it's going to withstand the test of time and the storms that will come.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.